Oh God, please don't skip. Oh please. Oh my God, it's gonna get real advertiser friendly in this piece in the next few seconds. Please just sit through it. Oh no, please, I need money.
Well, goddamn, homeboy. I mean, looking at you. Why? Anyway, so working in retail is weird. Like, you come across a lot of different people. I'm not gonna lie to you on that. You come across, well, three different kinds, honestly. You got the nice people, the mean people, and the bitches. Like, you got a nice old lady, you got a mean old lady. He's got an old bitch. And you know, to those old bitches, I'm like, ah, you're a Dyson. It's cool. But then you got the pretty bitches. Yeah, there's the nice pretty girl, the mean pretty girl, just a pretty bitch. And that the pretty bitch is the one that when you say hello, the obligatory hello, they don't even say anything back, even though you know they heard you. Well, you're the only person talking in the entire store. I know the bell goes ding when someone enters, but it doesn't, it's not deafening. It's not Big Ben. I'm Big Ben. And when Big Ben says hi, you say hi back, bitch. All right, so I'm gonna try this out. I'm trying to get rid of, like, I'm trying to, like, clear up the sound envelope, honestly. But I hope I sound different. Then the other kind of person that comes along, I'm gonna name off three more people there. The kids, the ones that don't speak English. I want to say mostly Hispanic because, you know, I do live down here in Miami. It's fucking Chicoville out in this. And then you have the young adults, the kids like my age, because I'm a young adult. And it's just weird. I don't give respect to the kids or the young adults, barely to the ones that don't speak any English, because they usually look at you with disdain for some reason. I don't know. I like to look at them and go, my language is superior. But even if I said that to them, it's like they'd know what I was saying. I'd just be flapping words at them. Isn't that crazy? Like, to not understand English? And I don't mean to sound all Americano, burger, shotgun, John Wilkes Booth. But the point is, like, I just can't wrap my head around not being able to understand English is the thing, is the point that I'm trying to make. I can understand not being able to understand like German, I guess. There's still some Spanish that eludes me. The fucking Speedy Gonzalez is out there, you know, the ones that give good head because they speak so freaking fast. It's insane. I can't even speak that fast in English or in Creole. So Spanish is just like, and it's annoying, but
you live and you learn.
All right, so I just got fired from my place of work as a cashier. Yeah, and it was crazy because I was actually planning on resigning. So I just thought it was funny that I ended up getting the can. Like, I walked in there. I walked in there on time, by the way. On time, ahead of time, actually. And I walked into my manager's office where she usually is. I set my board down because I board to work. Skater for life. Chia. It immediately it seemed like a setup. Like, as soon as I got there, she looked at me. She gave a look to the assistant manager who was standing in the doorway. And she says, "All right, close the door." And so then I knew it was going down. So they pretty much let me know that I wasn't doing the duties that I needed to do in the way that it should have been done. What to boil it down, they were calling me a lazy fuck. And I can honestly say, yeah, I am that lazy fuck that you see there on that camera being a lazy fuck. I mean, 8:25 an hour. I started at 8:25. I worked there for 6 months. I got put up to 8:48. Yeah, dude, mini promotion of fucking 13 cents, 13.23 cents. And then I recently got promoted to customer. And it was an experience. I wasn't even upset because I was already expecting it. Every day I walked into work, I was like, yeah, they could fire me, and it wouldn't mean anything to me. It wouldn't mean a damn thing. Damn thing. Shit. Fucking working there sucked butts. The customers were either always in an unreasonable rush. Like, if they're standing in line for more than 30 seconds, they're already calling for the head of whoever's in charge. So I'm not racist, but fuck, dude. Some people are just ruthless. Honestly, one lady once looked me dead in my eyes and told me that I looked like I wanted to kill myself. And she said it's not her fault. Like, she's like, man, it ain't my fault you look like you want to kill yourself, son. And I was like, damn. Lady, I bet you can't even pronounce my name. And you're fucking, whoa, dude. You're burrowing deep into my psyche right now. How? Bitch. So, yeah, dude, I don't have a job anymore. And I'm not worried because fucking working sucks. So I'm just going to find out what I can do from here. Yeah. I'm Ima. Thanks for listening. Hey, hey, it's Ima. I bet you're wondering, where's the rest of the podcast? Woo, woo, woo. Well, that's gonna... I need to squeeze out the creative juices first. This is just a... This is an actual... This is a debut as well as a dry run. Forget the haters. YOLO. 2K19 is my time. Support the next release. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ima out!